Current State on WKAR. I'm Melissa Benmark, sitting in today for Mark Bayshore. Well, yesterday, Governor Rick Snyder announced the creation of a new state entity, the Michigan Agency for Energy. The action comes less than a week after the governor called on the state to increase its reliance on clean energy. Snyder has set a goal for the state to draw up to 40% of its energy from renewable sources by 2025. He also wants to see the state become more energy efficient and reduce waste. The plan comes as a series of goals rather than as a mandate. Some groups applaud the governor's outline. Others want to see more regulatory teeth. Joining us today to talk about energy in Michigan are two guests. Dan Scripps is president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, and Ann Wywoody is the conservation director for the Sierra Club of Michigan. Dan and Ann, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great to be back.
Dan, your organization, the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, is a trade association representing advanced energy companies. It sounds like what Governor Snyder is proposing aligns fairly well with what your group wants. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I think pointing a path forward to get to up to 40% or more, actually, what the governor said, over the next 10 years from our cleanest energy sources, renewable energy and energy efficiency, is a pathway that we can strongly get behind. And even probably more than that, that when you look at sort of the combination of zero emission sources plus energy efficiency plus low carbon emission sources like natural gas, we're going to move to a point where today 59% of our energy generated comes from coal. 10 years from now, that number will drop to 34%. Two-thirds will actually come from efficiency plus zero and low emission sources. And that's something that I think is a pretty bold statement from the governor, a pretty bold goal, and one that we're excited about.
And what does the Sierra Club think of this plan? Is it enforceable?
We think it's a good goal, but it doesn't have the necessary standards and requirements. At least we haven't seen that yet. And I keep thinking of this as if I was saying I wanted to lose 30 pounds, but I wasn't going to adopt a change in my diet or do any exercise. There actually has to be some way for us to see this work. The reason that we can say by the end of 2015 that Michigan has succeeded in meeting the 10% renewable standards we have and the energy efficiency standards currently in place is because of the regulations and the requirements that were put in place for these regulated utilities. So that's something that we really need to see, and that hasn't come through in the governor's talk so far.
Right now, Michigan is following what's called a renewable portfolio standard. That's a mandate requiring the state to obtain 10% of its energy needs from renewable by the end of this year. How do you think we're doing so far in that particular goal, Ann?
We're meeting that goal, which is exciting. And it was interesting when the debate was underway in 2008 in the legislature. There was a lot of skepticism about whether that was doable. People were saying it couldn't be done. Not only are we meeting that, we're seeing other states that are achieving as much as 40% in renewables. What we learn from that is that when we say it has to happen, the utilities can make it happen. If we simply say, figure out how to do it, I don't have any confidence that we're going to get there.
Dan, Michigan gets more than half of its energy from coal, and the governor's plan would lower that amount pretty significantly. Part of that scenario involves phasing out 9 coal-fired power plants in the state over the next few years. What do you think needs to be done to prepare for that, and how are advanced energy companies trying to fill the void?
Yeah, I think there's a lot that can be done. We're seeing increases in technology, increases in capacity factors, so the amount of energy that you get from a solar panel or a wind turbine as part of that, and that's been really dramatic over the last 5 to 7 years. So that's one piece of it. A second piece is energy efficiency. It is the most cost-effective. That energy efficiency is about a third the wholesale cost of power, about a fifth the retail cost of electricity. So it is the smartest and most cost-effective measure that we can take. But you're also seeing sort of new business models. So things like demand response, where you actually pay people to take load offline to shut down devices and that sort of thing at times of peak load. The fact is that an awful lot of our spending goes to about 80 hours in the summer just to try and meet the demand then. And there are smarter ways to meet that demand, including looking at both sort of generation side and demand side management approaches. So those are all places where as we reduce the amount that's coming from coal, as we transition, it's both going to be new generation, a stepped up approach to energy efficiency, which the governor articulated, 15% reduction of energy waste over the next 10 years, as well as new business models that can help make that happen.
We're talking about Governor Snyder's proposed energy plan for Michigan, and our guests are Dan Scripps, president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, and Ann Y. Woody, conservation director with the Michigan chapter of the Sierra Club. Dan, in Governor Snyder's plan, the governor views energy efficiency as a resource in and of itself. How good of a job do you think we do as a state conserving energy? Do we even track wasted energy at a consumer level and at the provider level?
You know, we've done a lot better than we did before 2008, and the provisions that we put in place moved us up from clearly the bottom half of states to, I think, we're number 12 or 11 today. And that's a pretty dramatic result. But there's still an awful lot of low-hanging fruit on the tree. And those are places where cost-effective improvements, cost-effectiveness is actually in the current law. We hope it continues to be, are on the table. But there's a challenge. Utilities make money selling electricity. It's not in their interest. It's not in anybody's interest to sell less of the product that you make. So we need to, from a regulatory standpoint, get rid of some of the disincentives that limit the appetite for utilities to look at energy efficiency and actually give them as businesses and their shareholders at least as good a return on investment for the efficiency measures they take as for the generation side. So how this all becomes operationalized, I think, in the legislature or the Public Service Commission, those are important details, and we need to make sure that we're paying attention to them. But ultimately, taking a look at where the incentives are placed in the energy system and making sure that we're taking away some of the barriers and disincentives for moving towards reducing energy waste is a clear winner across the board.
You mentioned low-hanging fruit. Can you give me maybe an example of one area of waste that seems like it would be fairly easy to tackle?
Sure. So one of the big places, and it's good for a number of reasons, is in lighting, and that we continue to use an awful lot of really inefficient light bulbs. That if you've ever gone to change a light bulb and it's really hot, that's an example of waste, because that's not producing light, it's producing heat. And the reason it's such a good strategy for Michigan is that we have one of the three best solid-state advanced lighting industry clusters in the country. North Carolina and California would be the others. Comes out of the auto industry, but the LED lights that are so much better than the sort of previous state of the art, a lot of those are made here in Michigan. So it's an opportunity both for businesses and residences, you know, across the board to reduce energy spending, reduce energy waste, while also supporting Michigan manufacturing.
Yes, any of us kids who had easy bake ovens remember
exactly
how hot those incandescent bulbs could get. And why, Woody, this plan puts a lot more reliance on natural gas. And this is a resource that's seen a lot of press coverage as a domestic alternative to foreign oil. How much natural gas do we have here in Michigan, and would we have to import it from elsewhere in the U.S.?
Natural gas is produced in Michigan. However, the vast majority of what we use, around 85%, comes from out of state. And right now, one of the controversial things happening in Southeast Michigan is a massive set of massive pipelines is being proposed from the Marcellus Shale formations in western Pennsylvania to bring natural gas into Michigan and into Ontario. So when we talk about natural gas, people are not really paying attention to the fact that, first, it's an extremely valuable fuel when we have it because it's providing household heating. It provides chemicals as well. Converting that to burning it for electricity doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But we also have serious environmental issues with natural gas. It's both from the production of it because of the fracking activities that people have been hearing about, the water pollution, air pollution, and just the release of methane, which is what natural gas is, and its contribution to climate change. So there are a number of problems with it, and I think one of the things that really has to happen, what we hope is happening in this energy discussion, is that we prioritize, as the governor did say, prioritize reducing energy waste, prioritize renewables, and then whatever else we need to do to transition to those fully renewable sources is going to happen well, not putting an emphasis on building lots of new fossil fuel generators. Getting off coal is extremely important, but simply shifting to another fossil fuel is not going to help us long term.
Dan, what parts of this plan worry the big utilities most? Besides the planned coal plant phase out, what are the concerns with this plan?
You know, I think the threats to the utilities are coming from a lot of different places, and I'm not sure that they're unique to this plan. That if you look at utilities across the country, they've basically the model that allowed for growth over the 20th century has been almost turned on its head, seeing flat demand growth, so no real improvement in revenues, an aging infrastructure both on the generation and distribution side, so an increase in expenses, and then you add integration of variable resources, some of which are on the customer side of the meter, additional losses of revenue from energy efficiency. I mean, there's a lot there that they're really sort of wrestling with. And then you also have sort of federal regulations that are contributing in some cases to taking coal offline. So I think what they're looking for, and I think it's a place where we can actually come together, is how do you manage all of the different changes that are happening in the energy markets and the energy systems in a way that continues to deliver reliable and affordable energy to Michigan customers. We think that advanced energy is going to be a central part of that, and both on sort of grid modernization, but also modernizing the generation fleet and giving customers more control on how they generate energy, how they use energy, and ultimately how they control their energy spending.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, I think it's an opportunity. I think that's one of the things that gets missed here. We currently regulate utilities because they are monopolies. They're guaranteed a rate of return. And that's because they are, in fact, providing a critical public service. The opportunity to transform this so that Michigan is in much better shape going forward in our energy sector is really a great opportunity. I think it's something we ought to be seizing, not viewing as a problem.
Just quickly to both of you, as we mentioned earlier, Governor Snyder just created the Michigan Agency for Energy this week. It becomes operational in 60 days. Is this new entity necessary? Is it going to streamline things or become more a layer of bureaucracy? Dan, you go first.
Well, I think it's a good step in the right direction in terms of that if you can take a number of different energy actors within state government and put them in a single place, you can actually sort of streamline things. You can make sure that everybody's that should be talking to each other is talking to each other. The challenge is, do we have a state strategy to implement? And that's the bigger question. So we've got the tools. Now let's make sure that we've got something to implement.
And why would he?
I'd agree with what Dan said on that. And I think what we were disappointed when the governor originally disassembled the Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth when he came into office. I think what we're seeing now 4 years later is that he's realizing that that should have been kept together.
Okay, we've been talking about Governor Snyder's proposed energy plan for Michigan, which calls for up to 40% renewable energy by 2025. Dan Scripps is the president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, and Ann Wywoody is the conservation director for the Sierra Club of Michigan. Thanks to both of you for being here today.
Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.